a great pleasure. It's a great, great pleasure. It's a great pleasure to have all of you here today.
I thought you all might begin your tour here.
Hello and welcome. My name is Cyril Lachelle, and you're listening to Radio Free Gaming, your official podcast for DefunctGames.com. Thanks to the Grand Theft Auto 4 trailer, Girls Gone Wild creator Joe Francis going to jail, and the release of Guitar Hero 2 on the Xbox 360, it's been a very busy week. But we're not here to talk about any of that. Nope. Instead, we're here to tell you about somebody else's podcast. That's right, this is somebody else's podcast, the one and only podcast you ever need to listen to. This is the show where we listen to all those other podcasts so that you don't have to. And what we do is we pull the best and worst moments so that you can get on with your life without wasting any of your time listening to hours of boring conversations. But before we get to the insults and name-calling, I want to take a moment to talk about the technical side of Radio Free Gaming. Fans of the show already know that some of the past episodes haven't had the best of sound quality. This is something I will take full responsibility for. I mean, we just haven't had the best equipment or recording conditions. We're a free website, for crying out loud. But those days are coming to an end. After months of thinking about it, we've finally gone out and invested into some brand new hardware, including this brand new microphone I'm using right now. From here on out, you'll hear a noticeable difference in the sound quality of Radio Free Gaming, and I think you'll agree that, for the most part, we sound a lot more professional now. But just because we finally upgraded, that doesn't mean it's going to be smooth sailing from here on out. We're still ironing out some of the problems and learning a brand new software program. So for the next couple of podcasts, I suspect we'll have some minor problems. But I assure you, we're doing the best we can to work out these kinks and bring you the best podcast on the internet. But enough about the technical nonsense. We have an episode of somebody else's podcast to get to, so let's get on with it. We're going to start with Games for Windows podcast, a show that has quickly become my favorite weekly show. It only seems fitting to start our show with the start of their show. Problem is, you probably don't want to listen to this, but yeah, whatever. You're still going to listen to it, so suck it up.
Hello, and welcome to the GFW Ryan podcast. The rest of the GFW staff is out seeing a new Battlefield-related game today, and I don't play those damn shooters, so I figured I'd just fly solo and give you some of the Ryan. On today's agenda, I've got my latest EVE Online hijinks. We're going to talk about this week's issue of DC's Comics 52. I'm going to tell you how to recreate the characters from the TV show Heroes in City of Heroes. We have a special furry corner. And then we'll go over last week's episode of Lost and some special Lost scoops. Actually, let's start off with Lost. No, okay, I'm done.
This is GFW Radio. This is the theme to the music of GFW Radio. Hi. I don't know if I like this better than Hello and Welcome.
No, that is definitely not an improvement. However, it could be worse. You could have this as your theme song.
Get ready, don't believe you're crying. It's gonna hurt you, tell your heart is dying. Can't escape it, ain't no use in trying. No exceptions, don't believe you're crying to tell.
No! Make it stop! Make it stop! No! All right. Yeah. That would. Oh. Yeah, that'd be worse. All right. Moving on, we have yet another story from Games for Windows Radio. I don't know why they even call it Games for Windows anymore, because they don't talk about computer games. It just seems like they're always talking about, well, these kind of stories. But you get the point. Just listen.
Wow. Okay, I can't wait for this.
So this is sad. Yeah, maybe I should save. Fuck it. I don't know. Every time I say I should save it, I go into it. So I'm just going to do it.
All right. Here we go. Let it roll.
All right, one time, me and my friend Corey, and I mentioned this guy before in the context of this is the guy I left. We had this insane rivalry of fighting games, Street Fighter, Tekken, Mortal Kombat, Virtual Fighter, later on Soul Calibur. And he got on a big run at Mortal Kombat and just was talking shit on me the whole time. And so in the past, that's the guy I left at Darkade. I was just like, all right, then. And I just, like, got in my car and left him there. Call your dad and have him come get you, dude. Your sister. So that was dick. That was, like, the most
what, a couple of years ago?
Dick maneuvers out there for pulls. But
last month.
So this same guy, we're on our way back to that same arcade. This is where so many, all the fun stuff happened. And he came to pick me up at my dorm. And we're driving. And the whole time, he's just tearing ass. You know, we're just driving. And it's the kind where at first, like, I have the window rolled down. And I have, like, my head hanging out. And then, you know, eventually how when someone's farting around you, you knew that farts were going to be involved in this, so don't act surprised. Someone's farting around you, and all of a sudden it's like it's not funny anymore. Like you want to just punch them.
Yeah.
You know, and then so it hit that point where I stopped laughing, you know, and I was just like, you know, seriously like swearing at him and stuff. And he was just choking, you know, I mean, just like the spasmodic glee. And then all of a sudden he stops laughing. And then like about, you know, I'm trying to get the timeline down on this because it's really important. About 10 seconds later, he goes, hey, I'm just going to drop you off at your parents because they lived like in between where my dorm was and then the arcade. I remembered I got to do this or that. I can't remember what he said he had to do. And immediately I knew.
Immediately. I know where this is going.
Corey, you shit your fucking pants. No, you're not dropping me off. You're going to my house. You're getting the grocery bag. You're putting your dookie drawers in them. You're throwing them in the trash. And then you're going commando to the arcade because you came all the way out here to get me. So, okay, we go to the arcade. Then he did all this. I mean, it was sure enough, just as I called, we go to the arcade. And then so the rad end of the story is that as soon as I called it, he was like, you can't tell Mike. You can't tell Mike. And Mike was another friend in our clique. And he was like, he was the town crier. Even more so than I was. So
as opposed to what's happening right now.
So well, this is years later.
I know,
this guy
I know.
Doesn't care now. Like this is
he doesn't care that he's now famous on the internet for shitting his pants on the way to the arcade.
So Mike is like Mike's now an accomplished fine artist, and it's funny because he sells his stuff at like you know Monterey and Carmel. You know, like
not anymore.
Towns
he doesn't.
Like that. Yeah, and immediately, so I told Mike, and he drew up like about a 6 to 8 panel comic book comic story. Telling the whole, you know, retelling everything I just told. And he watercolored it and everything. It looked really nice. And then, you know, weeks later, in the context of all of us hanging out, Mike just passes it around to a big group of us. And it's like, yeah, here, you know, here's something I was just working on lately. And then it gets to Corey. Corey looks immediately and understands what had happened. He just turns around at me and starts yelling. But it was, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I didn't get any laughs out of that one.
No, we were all
I think
laughing.
I did.
I think
once
it was like,
you
did. That was like a subsonic laugh from me.
I just thinking, I don't think I want Corey visiting the GFW office anytime soon.
Just have a rack of Depends ready for him to show up.
Yeah, you're right. This was probably a new low for us. I didn't think it could go any lower.
That's just humor.
The life I think it can.
Oh, trust me. This podcast can go lower, and it's going to go lower thanks to a little character named Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm not kidding you. This may be the most disturbing story I have ever heard on any podcast ever. And I warn you, this segment's a little long, but stick it out to the end because I think you'll agree this is worth it.
And he found a forum that's dedicated to dedicated to a number of things, but the worship and sexual fetishism of Sonic the Hedgehog cast and characters. But
now, is it just Sonic characters?
It's just Sonic, but they branch out. So, for example, they'll have subboards where if you want, and these are actual subboards. They have, so for those who fetishize, Bubsy or Donkey Kong or...
there's a Bubsy.
Help me out here. Donkey Kong was
Crash
one,
Bandicoot?
Which was Crash Bandicoot, of course. Spyro or Spyro the Dragon.
Spyro if he's...
Yeah, Zelda, Mario Brothers. There was a guy on there who professed that he had actually masturbated to Boo from Super Mario Brothers. Now, wow. You think I'm making all this up.
No.
Darren and other people in here can attest because I showed you pictures of their they posted pictures of their sexual aids on which they put stickers of Sonic characters.
Okay, so
getting out of that, the part that we can read, the part that's fit for air, none of it's fit for human consumption. But the part that's fit for Heroes of the Web is that they instituted a program where you're able to marry these characters.
Stop.
So, okay.
Dude, come on. You're so, here.
All right. So that
Jeff
dude,
asked.
That's your fault.
Sorry, I did. Now,
okay.
Yes, it's what
let's just get into it. So okay. here is the first post when they figured out a way to marry the characters of their dreams.
I love how they figured it out.
And then, do you tell your actual wife?
With the help of a wonderful website, and I'll advertise it later, that'll allow us to marry a video game character. I married Sonic the Hedgehog a few minutes ago. Dear, everyone, today is best day of my life, and I want to celebrate it with you all. I'm crying right now. I'm crying. I never thought I was single since he were my lover, but now there is proof on the internet. The whole world will see that I'm married to Sonic with the real certificate, and I'm his first wife. I don't exceed the number 5. Today, Sonic and me are married. Married him to prove my love for him and to prove that I'll be faithful to him for eternity, but I'm still a slave. I would like to give absolutely all the credit to Brutus, who gave me the link to this incredible website. You may even notice that I put up marriage music on our own website.
So,
seriously, I think this is the saddest shit I've ever heard. I mean, I don't think we're ever going to top this.
Okay,
this guy got married to Sonic the Hedgehog.
So,
and he's bragging about it on a website.
Let's hold that thought, because
this is hard-hitting
reporting
right here.
So after that, other people joined along in the fun, and I'm gonna go through these quickly because this goes somewhere that I'm really excited to get to. So Diamond Chican posts,
"This is so awesome! I'm so happy. Never in my wildest dreams have I ever thought me and Knuckles would get married. I didn't think it was possible, but now we are. Just look at my signature. Okay, all giddiness and joyfulness aside for a moment, let me say a few things. First, I want to thank Alex for creating this wonderful site, because without it, I wouldn't have met all the cool people here and never would have married the love of my life. I wish her a happy marriage with Sonic. And second, I also thank Sega Sonic Team for making the Hedgehog games in the first place. Otherwise, Sonic and Knuckles and all the others wouldn't exist, and it wouldn't have been a nice world to live in. And of course, thanks to everyone for being wonderful Robophiles and Toonophiles."
Okay.
I just love the idea of wanting to marry something called Knuckles.
Okay. So then,
I learned some words there. I didn't want to
okay.
know.
To follow it up, Jess the Hedgehog had, after this marrying had happened and everyone had, you know, wed and whatever, rings and vows exchanged, we get to Jess the Hedgehog and he has himself an idea. He says,
"Can you open the board for those of us who married more than one character and genuinely love all of our spouses?" "I agree that a rule should be made to keep polygamy to that board, and I'll abide by it if you do."
And Alex, the first person whose comments I read, if I can go back to him, did not like this idea, did not like Just the Hedgehog's idea.
He did not like the idea of there being polygamy.
Of being polygamy in response.
Okay.
"I'm sorry, Jeff. As much as I'd like you and everyone to be pleased, and as the creator of a website about love and passion, I can't extol, you know, this unfaithfulness. Besides, polygamy is forbidden in almost all countries on Earth, and here's proof of how much it might be harmful. Please accept my apologies, Jess."
So,
oh my God.
Let me stop and say, they have morals, okay? They have morals, people!
They have standards.
You marry a hedgehog, or you marry an echidna, or you marry whatever these
Busby.
Other animals are, they are until death
Bubsy.
Do you part.
That goddamn right.
Bubsy.
Bubsy. You don't cheat on Sonic.
You don't have a harem of rodents. Okay, dude? Now get the hell out of here before I ban you. And
you
I think,
sick fuck.
I think that person was banned. So that is like, to me,
no Mormons allowed
the internet,
on the site.
The
nice.
Internet, like, once again, makes me afraid of people.
And at this point, I have to wonder if the Games for Windows crew even has to go on. I mean, let's face it. If you're talking about people marrying Sonic, then maybe it's time to move on to a different podcast, because there's really nothing to say after that.
Thank you.
All right, now that we've heard singing, people shitting their pants, and stories about people marrying Sonic, maybe it's time we move on to something a little better. Now, most podcasts these days are running an hour, hour and a half, and sometimes even 2 hours. Well, MTV has a different point. They go 2 minutes. That's right, they do 2 minutes every single week. And they don't even fill it with really good content. It's not like they have stellar content that they use up their 2 minutes for. I mean, we do 10 times that, and this podcast sucks. So here's MTV's podcast. They bring on Ben Folds, of course, of Ben Folds 5, who is a pianist and a singer. And apparently he doesn't play video games. But that's okay, because they put him on the video game podcast. Because, yeah, that makes sense. Way to go, guys. Here's MTV.
Well, this is Ben Folds. I have to inform you that you are in the G-hole. I had a friend who walked around playing Tetris all the time. I tried that once. Pac-Man, I remember playing Pac-Man, actually. Yeah, that was good.
So what's your favorite video game?
Space Invaders. I've got Solitaire on my iPod. Does that count? Sometimes I play a little game I call Photograph Fat People in the Waiting Room. Like if I ever have to like sit in a waiting room of some kind, I just start, especially a doctor's office, you photograph unhealthy people, and then text them to all my friends. I just always got a lot to do, so I don't think about playing video games too much. You're in the G-hole?
All right, here's what we've learned from this podcast. We've learned that not only is he not a video game player, but Ben Folds is a fucking asshole. That's right, he's a goddamn dick. Oh, you take pictures of fat people? Way to go. Wait, aren't you superior, fucker? Jesus, why don't you just go and overdose on heroin, asshole? As some of you already know, the Next Generation podcast is over. Kaput. Goodbye. Gone. But that's okay, because the crew from that podcast have moved over to a new popular podcast called Game Theory. Game Theory is in its second week, and already it's had some notable quotes. This is one of my favorites. It's probably the most truthful thing they have ever said. This is about the upcoming Harmonix game called Rock Band, which not only proves to be expensive, but may actually make you look like a dweeb. Check it out.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean,
it's going to be awesome. Who would have thought, though, that somebody would have found a way to make being in a rock band be not sexy? Like, being in a band is historically a pretty good way to get laid. I'm sure that this is going to buck that trend. It's like, you know, you can meet some girl in a bar and say, oh, yeah, do you want to come back and listen to my band play, and then she gets all into it, you go back to your house, and you load up Rock Band with your plastic drums and your plastic guitars. She's like, let me get the hell out of here.
Well, the girls are just going to be made of polygons now, that's all.
Look, I'm not going to kid you. If you're stupid enough to trick a girl into coming back home and watching you play video games, then you deserve everything that you get. One of the best things about the United States is that we're a big melting pot. We have every race, religion, everything. I mean, it's just fantastic. Yet, this EGM clip shows that maybe those people over at that magazine don't realize that. I'm not going to call racist or anything, but, I mean, come on.
You guys have some tracks that have never been in any game before. I've heard that that's like a big deal, that you guys are debuting some tracks that have never been in a racing game.
I think Sebring is a popular American track.
Popular
Florida.
With the Americans? Popular among the whites? Is that what you're implying?
The whites are in Europe, dude. America's got
a
lot of off-colored people, too.
Maybe in Kentucky.
Oh, God.
Off-color?
Off-color. That's
or
on-color.
Or colored, I guess.
Oh, inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Yikes.
I don't think that's the first time that we've used that term, the term colored people, on EGM Live.
Really?
Let's just say, I think people of color is probably a better
term. I think Shu and I are people of color, right?
We're of color.
Jen is half Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a pale yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they've inflicted enough damage on themselves. I don't think I'm going to touch this one. I'm just going to move on. So cue the music. Alright, so we've made it to the very final clip of our show. But unlike all the other clips in this show, this one's actually meant to be taken serious. This comes from Major Nelson's Xbox 360 Elite podcast. About a week and a half ago, around the announcement, he did this special midweek podcast where he brought on one of the PR people, and they hashed out all the major details about the system. Now, in case you don't already know what the Xbox 360 Elite is, basically what it is it's a black Xbox 360 that has an HDMI port, and it has a 120 gig hard drive, and it retails for $480, which is $80 more than the regular Xbox, or $180 more than the core Xbox. So now they have three SKUs, and now they're trying to explain why this is a good thing. Now, here's a little bit of setup, though, before we get into this. It's important to realize that they've spent the last half hour explaining why most Xbox 360 owners won't need to upgrade. I mean, you can go out and buy the 120 gig hard drive separately, and most people won't need the HDMI port. For the most part, this isn't going to change your game experience at all. And they've stressed this. They've explained this numerous times. So regular Xbox owners should not go out and buy this. Yet, when it comes right down to it, this is what they say towards the end of the podcast.
It's really kind of exciting, some of these announcements. What are the press saying?
I think the press are very excited about it. I can tell you that it's funny because when people get it in their hands, it's amazing to watch their eyes light up and their perspective change. I mean, a lot of the press nowadays, they just get, you know, they have a fun time just wanting to pick holes and everything.
Right.
But we actually showed this to Itagaki-san, like earlier in the week, mm-hmm. Late last week, and he was just in love with it.
Really?
And we showed it to retailers. They think it's cool. Everybody we've actually shown it to is totally digging it.
Well, Albert, maybe that's where the leaks are coming from. Maybe you might not want to show it to anybody.
You have to keep bringing up the leaks, don't you?
When it comes to most new consoles, you can get away with saying that you need to play it before you judge it, but that's just not the case with the Xbox 360 Elite. You can't tell me that the game experience is exactly the same and then turn around and suggest that if you haven't played it, you can't judge it. It's exactly the same system, only with a larger hard drive and an HDMI port. That's it. There's no major new feature that drastically changes the way you play games, so suggesting that people just need to play it is complete bullshit. If you already own an Xbox 360, just imagine playing it with 100 gigs more of memory. Now you know exactly what it's like to play with the Xbox 360 Elite. So step back, you two, and realize that what you're telling me is complete bullshit. You're pulling it out of your ass. The only reason people's eyes light up when you play with it is because games are fun. My eyes still light up when I'm playing with the NES. Well, that doesn't mean that it's the best thing in the world. Get over yourself, Microsoft. Just get over yourself. Well, that just about concludes this episode of Somebody Else's Podcast. I want to thank everybody who listened and everybody who I ripped off. Thank you. If you have more questions, I suggest you get a hold of me. My email address is loser@defunctgames.com. Or you can head on over to defunctgames.com, where you will find updates every single day of the week. So head on over there and check out both this and our other podcast, This Week in Defunct Games, and yeah, I think you'll have a lot of fun checking out both. Hopefully you've already subscribed, and maybe, just maybe, you'll go ahead and dig us. That's one thing we've been trying to get people to do lately. So I want to thank everybody involved. I will be back later on this week with another episode of This Week in Defunct Games. Until then, keep smiling.